Tyrion had never quite gotten over the suspicion that his father had inflicted the boy on him as a joke.
"Your garb, my lord,"
the boy mumbled when Tyrion entered, staring down at his boots. Even when he worked up the courage to speak, Pod could never quite manage to look at you.
"For the audience and your chain, the hand's chain."
"Very good. Help me dress." The doublet was black velvet, covered with golden studs in the shape of lions' heads. The chain, a loop of solid gold hands, the fingers of each clasping the wrist of the next. Pod brought him a cloak of crimson silk, fringed in gold, cut to his height. On a normal man, it would be no more than a half-cape. The hand's private audience chamber was not so large as the king's, nor a patch on the vastness of the throne room, but Tyrion liked its Moorish rugs, wall hangings, and sense of intimacy. As he entered, the steward cried out, "Tyrion, Lannister, and of the king!" He liked that too, the gaggle of smiths, armourers, and ironmongers that Bronn had collected fell to their knees. He hoisted himself up into the high seat under the round golden window and bid them rise. "Good men, I know you're all busy, so I will be succinct. Pod, if you please." The boy handed him a canvas sack. Tyrion yanked the drawstring and upended the bag. Its contents spilt onto the rug with a muffled thunk of metal on wool.